Cassville, Missouri sits in the hills near the Arkansas line. During the Civil War, the Confederate state legislature set up here briefly, and battles raged nearby. The place seems fairly placid now. The fields are green, the trees are blooming, and a cheery crowd is flocking into a gray metal building, combination community center and church, for a $10 dinner, cooked up by a stout man in a trucker-style cap named Jim Foam.
Well, we had brisket, we had pork loin, we had baked beans, potatoes, coleslaw, all kinds of pie.
And this feast, sponsored by the county GOP, is not even the main event. The Republican presidential caucus here Wednesday evening draws a big crowd for this town of 3,200. Organizers put out extra chairs, and David Cole, who's from Cassville, but also happens to be the Republican state chairman, runs the meeting.
As I said, this is tenfold the biggest caucus we've ever had, and we certainly appreciate the enthusiasm and welcome your participation.
It didn't take long to test that enthusiasm, though. Many here expected to vote on presidential candidates. Instead, Cole tells them they'll be voting on delegates to state and regional conventions who will, in turn, pick delegates to go to the national convention. Delegates chosen here, he admits, will not be bound to any particular candidate. What's more, he says the voting tonight will be on slates of delegates, not individuals, but groups, 28. Folks are floored. Cole's got an angry crowd on his hands.
You know, and I'm sorry that you weren't aware that was the way of the process. I apologize.
Only party insiders had seen the rules governing this caucus in advance. Frank Hubert, a robust 80-year-old in a blue blazer and tie, is one of many to stand up and vent.
What we have had happen tonight is totally unacceptable, and it is a de facto railroad job.
Turns out that county GOP officials and a group representing the Tea Party have prepared slates in advance. They're the only ones. Roberta Gray and a lot of other people are left feeling cut out of the process.
It is a little disheartening to see how a few people are still running it, and I feel like I'm lost in the commotion.
As the commotion goes on, it's clear this room is sharply divided between Tea Party supporters and the GOP faithful. Some liken it to Congress. Ralph Kelly, a retired engineer, steps out for a smoke.
I think that we should vote the Tea Party out of the Republican Party. I think they are splitting the vote, and that Obama will win as a consequence.
Tea Party folks aren't happy either.
I think it's a joke.
That's Teresa Petty.
I don't feel like we're being listened to in any way whatsoever.
Others, like Brian Anderlin, a slender white-haired rancher, head for home.
Way too complicated. Way too complicated. 258 people or more came here tonight wanting to express their voice, and they're very confused.
That feeling is well understood over in Springfield, in the sunny offices of the Political Science Department at Missouri State University.
The process is chaotic. I think the one word we could use is bizarre.
For one thing, Professor George Connor says, Missouri Republicans have already voted in a presidential primary this year.
We had a primary which became a beauty contest, a million-dollar primary that didn't count for anything.
The primary last month was early and unauthorized. The National Party threatened to ding Missouri for half its delegates. So the results, Santorum won handily, didn't count. And the caucuses were organized. Well, organized might be a little strong. Connor says the rules differ from county to county.
The old joke was, I don't belong to an organized party, I'm a Democrat. I mean, I think we've turned that joke on its head here in Missouri, where even though the party establishment might be lined up behind one particular candidate, the establishment doesn't have the clout that they did 10 or 15 years ago in order to dictate the outcome.
The count for the Tea Party slate in favor is 100. Now, all of those in favor of adopting the Berry County Republican slate to the district convention, please stand.
Back at the Berry County Republican caucuses, the Berry County Republican Party manages to pull off a win over the insurgent Tea Party. That means the delegates from this steadfastly conservative town will likely back Mitt Romney. But for now, that's really anybody's guess. The winning delegates in these caucuses won't pick the actual delegates who will represent Missouri at the national convention, until subsequent meetings in April and June. In fact, it may be summer before the caucuses going on this weekend and next produce any kind of winner. But despite the Byzantine nominating process and a kind of civil war going on in the Missouri GOP, Republicans in Cassville are engaged and determined to win in November. Frank Morris, KCUR News.